Next scheduled news at 11 o'clock over WOR, Radio 710, The Talk of New York.
Changing times. As you know, Christmas is slowly sneaking up, approaching, right? Well, Christmas has not escaped the changing times. If you think everything is traditional, well, forget it, friends. According to the current Sears Roebuck Christmas catalog, there's a picture there, you're going to like it. It says, it's a little picture, two little figures you can buy for under the tree. It says, Mr. and Ms. Claus. All in red foil and patchwork and all made by hand. To their hand-painted spectacle faces, Ms. Claus holds an apron full of Christmas cards, nuts, fruits, and holly. Mr. Claus has a sturdy woven basket for you to fill as well. Incidentally, she's wearing a pantsuit now. So things must be swinging up there at the North Pole, you know? Well, I like to see... I don't like to see people just sort of hanging in there and pretending that the status quo. Ms. Claus, we'd like to salute Ms. And, yeah, there she is. And she's lost a lot of weight, by the way. And I notice she's dyeing her hair now, too. All things are happening there. You've come a long way, baby. That's good. I just thought you ought to know that, that nothing stands still in this world. And I just like to take note of that. You know, as an artist has to put down on whatever it is that he works in, whether it's silly putty. And incidentally, I have a friend as an artist who does work in silly putty. You remember silly putty? Oh, don't you remember her? She was a fantastic stripper. Used to work over on 43rd Street. Remember her? Well, silly putty is a great medium, actually. You know, it regains its original shape no matter what you do to it. And so my artist friend works in silly putty. And he makes these erotic figures and all kinds. He's one of these people, you know, who believe that to be erotic is to be an artist right for starts. And this is a whole different kind. Of course, Attila the Hun felt the same way, and there were a few others of his time that did. So would you please, would you please give me a little salute to Ms. Claus and Silly Putty? Everything's working, friends. It's going to be all right. I knew you'd like this week. Isn't this week working out good? This is one of your favorite weeks so far this year, isn't it? It's working good, yes. Every day you pick up the paper, 1,700 more politicians in the slam. And things are working. It's really starting to go. That's really good. Yeah, TV series are coming off and on with the frequency of, a neon sign flickering off and on in the rain in a small bar on 3rd Avenue, you know. It's flicking off. What happens is moisture gets in the windings, you know, in those transformers. Throws them shows off and on. But John goes on, doesn't he? Yes. Of course, goodness and honesty always pays in the end, friends. Naivete and all the rest of it. Come on, bring it up there. You ever had the feeling that you're covered with sesame seeds, friends? Yeah. Right, they're going to put a little oleo on you. You notice one of the oleo companies is now advertising itself as it tastes like butter. You know, it's a butter. You know, you heard that one? They keep saying butter, and the other one says oleo. Butter, butter. That's like if you open the hood of your new Ford Galaxy, and a little voice says,
Rolls Royce.
And you say, oh, come on now, it's a Ford.
Rolls Royce.
And you say, oh, it's a Ford.
Rolls Royce.
Yeah, you like my singing, don't you? Well, if you think you love that, wait till you hear this commercial. I sing this one like a bird, friends. Yeah, sing it out all together now, gang. You know the tune, of course. Sing it out. Stand up.
That's someday it. You'll
someday you'll own. Own.
Oh, someday you'll own.
Oh, sooner or later you'll own generals. Yes, yes. Well, whether you drive a sports car, a sedan, a compact, a limousine, General Tire has the tires you need at prices even old tired said broke you. Choose from steel belted tires, glass belted original equipment tires, wide raised white letter tires with your name written. Oh, it's just beautiful. Quality assures you dependability. General Tire, drop around the headquarters in Plainfield, New Jersey. Your General Tire specialist, he's at 815 West Front Street. Stop in and ask for Big Herb.
Generals.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Sooner or later, you'll own generals.
Sooner or later. Well, now finally we're getting down to reality. Here's a commercial for eyeglasses. If you've been having trouble understanding your world, maybe it's because you're totally out of focus. Eyesight, friends. It helps us find our way through life. It's one of the most precious things we have and often the most neglected. Don't take your sight for granted. Keep an eye on your children's eyes. Children are often unaware. Can you see this guy looking at his kid? Kid says, what are you looking at? He says, I'm looking at your eyes. I've got to want to keep sure that you don't develop a third one there in between there. At Hillman Cohan Vision Center, friends, you can be sure of getting a full and comprehensive eye examination. You should have one at least once a year. They insist on a glaucoma test if you're over 35. They use only the finest quality lenses and offer a wide choice of quality frames and a complete choice of contact lenses, including the superb Bausch & Lomb Polymacon soft lens. Equally important, every Hillman Cohan Vision Center has its own in-store lab to provide complete service and reliable and efficient service. For a complete eye examination, visit Hillman Cohan Vision Center in Comac on Jericho Turnpike next to Otten Pontiac. Open daily, 10 to 9, Saturdays until 5. If you're having trouble in there reading those price lists and those price tags at Otten Pontiac, you just stagger next door and they'll put on a pair of glasses. You go back and by George, you'll see it for clear. Then you'll really rock. Oh, ta-do-do-do. And there's been a theory, though, that the best artists around are artists who, from the very beginning of their life, have had eye problems. That's the truth. Did you know that there is a feeling among many people that some of the earliest impressionists, back around the turn of the century, eye problems were very common, but eye corrections were not. So a lot of guys went through their whole life, they didn't realize they had, they had 700% nearsightedness. And they thought the world was that gray blur out there. And so a guy could be a very realistic painter, and he's turning out, these incredible impressionistic stuff, and he wonders why they're throwing them out of the museums all the time. And, there's a certain kind of eye problem that can produce a specific, almost a specific vision that looks almost exactly like some of the early Picassos. Three noses and all that. You could very well stumble into something, friend. So don't be so sure that you're not. You could be having your own moving art gallery constantly. Of course, the one thing is, when you have those problems, you have trouble fielding a ball. That's for damn sure. I can tell you. Oh yeah. Listen. If you're not going to do any fielding in the foreseeable future, although you may have to ultimately. Yeah, you got to keep going to your right, buddy. You got to know how to move to your left fast. And if you can't turn the double play, you might as well turn your glove in. Oh, sooner or later, something, you'll do something. I don't know. But while we're on the subject of Miss Clowes, I'm glad to see that that's all. I wonder if the dwarfs have finally unionized, those poor little guys up there for years. It was a benevolent dictatorship, up at the North Pole. You understand that? And they worked night and day in the toy scene there, I've often wondered about that. I come from a family that, as a matter of fact, there were certain people in my neighborhood that were enrolled already before they were even born. It was prenatal. They were already enrolled in the union. like in certain affluent families will enroll their kid in Eton, or they'll enroll him in Yale or Harvard before he's even born. You know, the minute the kid, the minute the tests come back positive, the old man sends in the application. You've seen that scene. Well, in certain unions, that's also true. Oh yes, I can name one or two unions right here in town. You cannot get into the union unless you can prove actively that there have been seven generations of your family not only in that union, but union offices. I mean, I'm talking about voting union members. And so at the time the tests come back positive, you know, Aki gets on the phone, you know, he says, "Hello, is this local 1010? And the voice comes like, "Yeah, what do you want?" He said, "Oh, look, I'm going to have a kid. Looks like it's going to be in October, yeah. I want him on a roll. I'm going to call him Howie." And they said, "Howie, you know it's going to be a boy. It'll be a boy, let me tell you that." And, you know, that's the way it goes in the world of Archie Bunker. Do you have another goodie in there, Barney? Please.
MSC Park Clothes of 61 West 23rd Street in New York says, "The purpose of this commercial is to sell you a new suit, a sport coat, a cashmere overcoat, some slacks. The only way you'll know about Gramercy Park is for us to buy this radio time and tell you our story. After 78 years of making men's clothing, Gramercy Park began selling direct to the public. Soon Gramercy Park became the place for a certain type of man to go for his clothes. What kind of man? Well, he wears better clothes, but he watches his money very carefully when he buys, especially now. So if you're not a snob about fancy stores and fancy labels, Gramercy Park will show you some brand new men's suits and coats that are a lot better looking than you thought you could get at these prices. Open to 7, Saturday to 6, and on Sunday from 10 to 5. That's Gramercy Park Clothes. The address is 61 West 23rd Street, New York."
The Italian Alps have the longest ski runs, the sunniest mountains, and the best ski conditions in Europe. In other words, Alitalia's Italy is all you ever dreamed of for a ski vacation. And more. Alitalia's Italy is Madonna di Campiglio, where the World Cup will be held this year, and where you can ski on 60 miles of runs without repeating the same run twice. It's where crack ski instructors can make you a better skier in a week, and where the elite of Europe have been gathering for years. Nearby is Monte Bondone, where advanced skiers will find the challenge they've been searching for. And Cavalese, where snow conditions are always perfect. Madonna di Campiglio, Monte Bondone, and Cavalese, all in the Trentino region of the Dolomites. Alitalia can get you there with more non-stop flights from the United States to Milan than any other airline. For free assistance, call an expert, your travel agent, or call Alitalia and come to Alitalia's Italy, where you get all you ever dreamed of and more.
The Alpha, to me, is just a beautiful, sexy machine. I just get turned on every time I get in there.
In Greenwich, Connecticut, I'm Lee Hunt, talking to Alfa Romeo owners across the country. Michael Chandler.
Oh, not purely a sports car. I think of the Alpha as a type of car that it's flexible. I feel it's very elegant, and I feel it's very sporty. And I enjoy going around in jeans in it, and I enjoy being in a tuxedo in it. You know, I don't feel out of place in either way with it. It's absolutely super. I love it. I wouldn't get rid of it for anything. When I first got my Alpha, I did have four friends within a period of 1 month go out and buy Alphas.
The Alfa Romeo affair is very long-lasting. Berlina four-door, GTV coupe, spider convertible. $5,700 to $6,800 POE.
Yes, delicioso. To test the new Alfa Romeo, check the yellow pages, Pegasos, for the location of your nearest Alfa Romeo, di Lerino. Very good. The car show you don't mind if I fall into. This is WOR in New York. And before we return to reality, we have a few more commercials. Now hang in there, because we are going to do a show tonight. You just wait. It'll be worth your time. And while we're, of course, that's what we're doing here, selling time. And we have a little bit that's been sold. Monarch Brokerage Limited, representing Countrywide Insurance Company of New York, announces no-fault rates if you're single between the ages of 18 and 25 and driving at least a year. Now, here are some of the rates. Among others, I'm not going to read all of them. It'll take me 15, 20 minutes. But here's Manhattan, for example. Now, I happen to know, because I live in Manhattan, $217. And all the other various boroughs are low, just like that. For example, North Bronx, 194. There is no charge for accidents or tickets if acceptable to the company. And these rates include driver's ed discounts. So find out about this insurance. At least you can save on insurance these days. Call Monarch tomorrow. They're open for phone calls between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. Area 212, that's New York, and the number is 961-6333. That's 961-6333, okay? And you may be able to save a couple of bucks. Also, check Monarch for motorcycle rates. The number, again, in case you've got a potato stuck in each ear, is 961-6333, okay? Yeah, you can remember that. What the heck? Repeated 40, 45 times, you ought to remember it. Well, I mean, you know, that's what the name of the game is, friends. You wonder what the name of the game is, huh? Did you know that there is a new game? There's a new game out there. Have you seen these games that are all attempting to compete with Monopoly? You know? They have a new game called Fraud. And, and you play Fraud every night with your friends, see? And you bollocks up your tax statements and you fake testimony. Yeah, it's really a fun game, you know? And it's almost like some of these others. You know, you shake the dice. And the dice are loaded, right, for starters, see, and the whole... You like that, huh? Oh, Shepherd's mind never stops. And when you roll a dice, of course, the whole point is to get your friend to roll the loaded dice. You roll the good one, see? And the cards are marked, and everything works in this game. And it's played with a tape recorder, too. You pick up these little cards, you know, the cards used to say, you are fined $200, go back to go, you know, those kinds. Now they say, when you pick up, it says, clip out 1.5 crucial minutes of your tape. you know, that kind of stuff. Or erase reel 3. Move to the tombs. But nevertheless, this is a great game. Fraud. I like that one. It's kind of good. You want to hear some of the other games that Shepherd has just recently patented? Got some goodies. What's that? Don't you know? There's one called Scoop. And, yes, this is the new media game in which each guy rolls dice in the beginning to decide who's going to be Walter Cronkite, who's going to be John Chancellor. And if you roll, and, you know, you get the right number, you can be Eric Severide. And, see, the difference between Severide and Cronkite in this game is that you only have a turn once every three turns. it's a kind of complicated game. It's good. And you wear these wigs, see? You get a Cronkite wig, you get a Chancellor wig, and it's kind of nice, you know. And then, of course, as you roll, see, if you roll the wrong series of numbers, you know, you roll this number, see, and you pick up the card, it says, your rating has dropped 7 points. You're replaced by Bill Butel. And, of course, that's the guy who rolled he was the wild card player. He is immediately inserted in there. It says, your ratings are running 7th. You roll it again. It says, move to ABC. there's the game, Shepherd's new game called Guest. That's a good one, yeah. Where you can roll again, you roll the dice. You see, you have to start the game, you roll the dice to decide whether you're going to be Merv Griffin, whether you're going to be Johnny Carson, or whether you're going to be Dick Cavett. Now, that's a very good game, because the first roll of the dice, it says, you roll a dice, see, it says, your guest tonight is Howard Cosell. It says, tape your mouth shut. And, you know, or else you have, if you roll the Johnny Carson thing, see, you roll the dice, it says, take a vacation, Ed McMahon substitutes. And at that point, the substitute player plays. And then when you come back from your vacation, 8 or 9, 15, 20 turns later, you go in, you know, and then you roll the dice, you can see, you are again Johnny Carson, interviews Zsa Zsa Gabor, move 3 spaces. And that's very exciting. You like these new games? They're much better than the old games, you know. I mean, they're relevant, or as we say in the trade, relevant. Right, based on a cosmetic of the same name. Would you please hit the button again, please?
Shopping for Hers potato chips and snack foods is a family affair, because Hers has something for everyone. Potato chips, pretzels, corn chips, everybody finds a favorite. Hers potato chips taste good because they're made the natural way. There's not a single preservative in them. This is the way you'll find them in your store. Country fresh. And Hers are packaged to stay that way when you get them home. Hers, Good things from the country.
I'm Fran Allison. On nights when you have trouble falling asleep, what are some of the things you do to help?
Well, I sleep with my head at the other end of the bed. Sometimes that helps.
I eat.
I do relaxing exercises, starting with my toes, and I'm usually asleep before I reach my shoulders.
On those occasional nights when you have trouble falling asleep, and exercise and counting sheep just don't seem to work, try Compose. Compose simply relaxes and unwinds you so your body is able to fall asleep more easily. Of course, by falling asleep more easily, you're going to feel better the next morning. So take Compose on those occasional nights when you have trouble sleeping. If you're not satisfied in any way with Compose, mail Compose the box top and they'll send you double your money back. Remember, the more easily you fall asleep, the better you feel the next morning. Compose. Use only as directed. It's guaranteed.
Dodge is right on target. With great buys. See the friendly Dodge boys. They're good guys.
For 75, there's been a big change in Charger. It's a whole new car dedicated to handsome styling and quiet personal comfort. Dodge Charger Special Edition. You just have to see it at the Dodge Boys.
Dodge is right on target. With great buys. See the friendly Dodge Boys. They're good guys.
Our new Dodge Charger Special Edition is a personal car for the discriminating driver. Luxurious without being pretentious. The Dodge Boys think it's your kind of car. Come drive one now.
See the friendly Dodge Boys. They're good guys.
Yeah, I like good guys. Manhattan Dodge, Manhattan, and Holman Motor Sales in colorful Floral Park. Plunk. That was nice. Oh, that was really good. Good guys, right? Right. I have to admit, though, I'm seriously one of the bad guys. No. That's, Shepard, it's your ego getting in the way again. It takes a certain amount of ego to become a good guy today. A good guy takes not only an ego, in many cases it takes a pretty good organization behind you. You can't just mess around and be a good guy or a bad guy anymore unless, you know, it's organized. You agree? I mean, you know, a lot of people just think you're a plain ordinary kook if you start doing good things. I mean, they will. That's right. well, you know, it's true. The most suspicious act of all in any given society is the act of charity. Did you know that? I mean, if you come to your friend and you know, you see this guy, he's down on his uppers, you know, and he's kind of walking around, his shoes are squeaking, you know, and you feel kind of sorry for him. So you go up and you say, listen, Clarence, I'm going to lay 20 on you. Here, take this 20. I'll tell you, friends, you don't think he's going to take the 20 and say, thank you, Barney, do you? He's going to say, what are you putting me on? You say, no, just a minute now. Certain benevolent attitudes I have and certain feelings of love for my fellow man, I am going to lay $20 on you, Charlie. The way your shoes have been squeaking lately, everybody around here has been, you know, I don't want to get personal with you, but here's $20. No strings attached. No strings. Just take the 20. Go on. Have fun. Buy a pair of shoes. What the hell? I mean, you know. I mean, if you don't want to get shoes, go ahead and get new heels. Go on. Go on, and buy yourself a... Go ahead, buy yourself a package of White Owl cigars. Go all the way. What the hell? And you wait and see what would happen. In fact, I know of a case, and I'm going to... Give me a little mood music there, please. A little mood music. That's right. Sneak it in there on it. Just a little music. That's what we need. That's exactly what I was looking for. I'm going to tell you a sad story, friends, about how you can't get away with a gratuitous act of charity in this day. In fact, you never really could. I mean, why do you think that... Well, you know, let's go back into religious figures of the past. The religious figures that have all been nailed to various crosses and burned at stakes have been ones that tried to help their fellow man. Oh, well, you rarely ever hear a Shylock getting nailed to a cross. No way. In fact, he does the nailing often, you know. He's out there with the hammer and he's ordering more nails. So the only thing I can say to your friends, be careful. If you find yourself becoming charitable, you're liable to get yourself in a lot of trouble. Now I'll tell you a little story. All right. There was this... And this is a true story, by the way. Only the names have been altered. We have to alter the names because if you don't, anybody that's accused of gratuitous charity is likely going to suffer a peck of trouble, friends. I love that phrase, peck. peck. Quoting F. Scott Fitzgerald there. But nevertheless, there was this lady working in the store. She was, you know, she was a new clerk in the store, and she was working down in the hardware, electrical notions department, you know, down in the basement of one of these stores. And another lady came over and was looking at the switches, as a matter of fact. They were switches, you know, switch for the house, see. And the lady's looking at the switches, and the switches cost, say, 29 cents. And she says, gee, I'd like one of the switches. And at that point, she gave the lady a switch. The clerk says, here, I'll buy the switch. And with that, she says, oh, gee whiz, I've only got a $50 bill in my pocket. Yeah, that's it. You can reset that, Barney, please. Apparently, that's it. Just keep it there behind me. This is very important. Don't do away with the mood music, please. And so the lady said, behind the counter, now you're following the story, the lady says, oh, she said, well, all right, I'll get change for the $50 bill. I'll have to get Mr. Grubbage to okay it, though. You know, that's a big bill. At which point the lady says, oh, gee whiz, I'm on my lunch hour, and I just can't wait. So the lady behind the counter says, oh, well, look, I'll tell you, I'll pay for the switch myself. She says, you know, she felt sorry. She saw the lady there a lot. She knew she'd come in. She says, I'll pay for the switch myself. I'll put 29 cents in the cash register, and then you can pay me when you come back. Well, 5 minutes passed, and suddenly three detectives surrounded this lady behind the cash register. The lady to whom she had done this nice deed thought this was so unbelievably suspicious that she went to see the manager and says, that lady is doing something very bad down there. Do you know that she gave me a switch and said she'd pay for it herself, and I want you to go and see what she's doing. I'll never come in this store again if I'm treated like that. Who does she think she's talking to? I'm a lady. Well, at that point, the detectives came out. They took her down to the station. They grilled her for over an hour and a half before she could actually prove she had put the 29 cents in there. And incidentally, they let her go the next week. They don't want any kooks working there in their store. So, friends, there's only one thing you can learn from that, right? Okay. Put zippers in your pockets, put locks on the zippers, and get a mean look, and you'll be considered just one of the people. La-ta-ta-ta, and that's what you want to be, just one of the walking around people, right? La-ta-ta-doo-doo-doo-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-doo-doo-doo-doo. La-ta-ta-ti. Just don't give him, I say don't give him nothing. Don't give him the sweat off nothing, friends. Just keep walking around and grabbing all you can. Ba 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 ba. Nice, very nice.
We're sure, we're sure, we're sure at Shopwell.
We're sure about our Quali-Fed choice meat.
We're sure.
We're sure about our juicier sugar plum chicken.
We're sure you're gonna spend less. Get more of the best when you learn to shop well at Shopwell.
We're sure about our farm fresh dairy.
We're sure.
We're sure about our friendly service.
We're sure you're gonna spend less. Get more of the best when you learn to shop well at Shopwell.
Yeah, gee, that's one of my favorite musicals. Pork chops, first cut shoulder loin, pound, 89 cents at Shopwell.
At Shopwell, at Shopwell, at Shopwell.
Carolina is New York's number one rice because all those fine long grains cook up so moist and fluffy. That means Carolina tastes perfect, and so will everything you serve with it. Give your family the number one rice in New York. Give them
Carolina.
New York's number one. And now Carolina has something different for rice mix lovers. Flavored rice dishes. Introducing Carolina's Bake It Easy. Four great new flavored rice dishes that cook up steamy moist every time because you bake them in your oven. There's no mess because new Bake It Easy bakes in its own steamer tray in just 15 minutes. Try all four flavors of new Bake It Easy. You'll love them because they're new from
Carolina.
How much?
much does this new car cost? All right, including wipe off? Oh, tinted glass? Reclining buckets? Disc brakes? Well, how about electric rear window?
The true cost of a new car is what you pay for it the way you want it, not stripped. The Datsun 610 Luxury Economy car comes with all those extras standard, things other cars charge extra for, plus full carpeting, electric clock, center console box, and lots more. The Datsun 610 delivers great gas mileage, low maintenance, and high resale value, too. Take a test drive in a Datsun 610 four-door sedan, two-door hardtop, or five-door wagon. Compare costs. True costs. You'll discover the Datsun 610 is a bigger bargain than you thought.
Yeah, get to know that good old friendly Datsun. Go to one of the 56 Datsun dealers in New York, New Jersey, or Fairfield County area. If you do all the stuff they suggest in these commercials, you're going to be a mighty busy person. Running around making phone calls, you know, knocking for Knickerbocker, doing all that kind of stuff. You just got to keep going, right? Oh, there's all kinds of commercials, I'll tell you. One of the best commercials I've heard recently, and I was driving along in the dark at night. Some commercials really get you at a very vulnerable time. You know, that's the essence of a good commercial, is get you when you're really, you know, when you're really weak, you know. Oh, yeah. And I'm driving along, say, it's dark and the rain is coming down, and all around me is the mysterious, strange, enigmatic woodlands and the native and I might also add the fauna and flora of life of mysterious New Jersey. This is, in many cases, if you look at it just the right way, it's an enigmatic state. And, you can understand Wyoming when you're there, you know, just nothing. In Wyoming, you just look around, you see all those weeds and mountains, you know where Wyoming stands. But you drive along Route 22, and this is a state of total enigmatic, mysterious. When that flagship comes out of the fog coming right at you, you know that you're in a place that has wild visions at night, really. And, you know, you just pass the flagship at night with the rain coming down. You see that ship out there sailing endlessly. It's almost like the Flying Dutchman. You know who the Flying Dutchman was, don't you? Oh, did you remember his commercials? They were great. Used to come out of used cars in the Bronx, Flying Dutchman. Sailing endlessly through the Sargasso Sea, looking for an honest man, ready to give you credit any hour of the day or night. You remember him. The Flying Dutchman, sure. He came out, used to come out with the wings flying at the commercial air in the screen there. But anyway, I'm driving along, see, the other night, and I got this radio, see. It's every car has a radio, you know. But I've got a radio, see, that... I fixed it this way myself. See, I love surrealism. Realism just bores the hell out of me. And I've got a radio that automatically wanders across the dial, just keeps picking stations at random. Then it moves on when it gets bored, see. And it just keeps picking stuff up. And all of a sudden, out of the darkness, I hear this voice. It had a kind of an accent, and it was coming from some far distant station. And there was a little echo on it. And the guy kept saying, if you are feeling, not too much, Barney, that's it, just a little edge there. If you are feeling depressed, if you have unhappiness, if you feel that your financial security is not what it should be, send your name and address to our vast computerized prayer service. And we will send a computerized prayer that will be obeyed instantly. We have a letter here from one of our satisfied people who have written to us, and it said, "Dear Reverend, within hours after I mailed my letter to you, I was informed that I had won the Vermont lottery and had won $35 in that lottery, and I want to thank you and God bless you, Reverend, for your help in me winning that lottery." And so if you too feel that you are not properly living the life that you should be living financially, spiritually, psychologically, and sexually, we say send your name and address immediately to Computerized Prayer, Box 422, Zion, that's Z-I-O-N, Mount Olive, Mount Ararat, Tennessee. Send your name and address now. I repeat that address again. Your name and address to Mount Zion. Now send it to this following address.
Well, my radio immediately skittered off that dial there and went off on in search of something else there. And I got the, as a matter of fact, ironically enough, I got the late results from Roosevelt Raceway. Just like that. And the radio went on down the dial, and I was picking up all kinds of stuff before the night was out. And I kept thinking about that reverend who's got that computerized prayer service. And I thought, you know, there's something to that. After all, let's face it, the God of our time is the computer. Why not, you know, why not a computerized prayer service? God, you know, gods recognize one another, don't they? Bring that up there, please. The Battle of New Orleans. I want to sit in with the band here, if I may. Hold it there, Barney. Hold it. That's enough. Don't want to worry all those kind folks out there, do we? No, sir. You got to admit, I can do him pretty good, don't you? Sounds just like him. Well, you got to come up through that road before you can actually do it. And, I don't like to tell any... although I must say, telling tales out of... actually, can't tell tales out of school. I got a letter from a guy the other day in a school there. And he said, Shepherd, I'm writing a book report. And he said, I'm writing a book report on the Ferrari in the bedroom. And yes, that's a book that I wrote. You don't know it, Barney, because you've given up reading, too, ever since you got the TV set. And it says, I've read this book, and it says, I enjoyed it very much, and I'd like to ask you a few questions. And then he proceeded to ask me some very leading questions. He says, how is it that in most schools today, very little reading is done? Unless it's done for a book report or it's done for a class assignment. He says, no reading is done. And he says, there's no writing whatsoever being done. He says, if you've seen the comedy or humor writing that's appearing in most college newspapers these days, you would realize that humor writing has fallen to a new low. Well, of course, I think too many of you kids were influenced by Don Rickles at an early age. That kind of humor writing is somewhat limited, you know, like, you bum, you! You know, that kind of stuff. It's really not humor writing. So, I don't know how to answer him when that question came up. Which leads me to another thing, and I want to get this out of the way here before I go any further. There's been all kinds of letters recently from people about, suddenly, again, they go in waves. I notice communications go in waves. I don't know why, but they do. And people seem to think that authors know where their books can be purchased. I don't know why, I mean, this is true, but they do. They seem to think if they write to Norman Mailer, say, he can tell them where he can, you know, they can get this copy of this book. You know that authors get those all the time? No matter who they are, authors get letters from readers or would-be readers who write from all kinds of strange places and say, how come I can't get your book at the local drugstore? Well, of course, the most obvious answer is usually that they only carry TV Guide at that drugstore and a couple of sex manuals. You know, that's about it. The local bookstore today has given up books. What it does is sell Snoopy sweatshirts. That's called literature. It really is. So, and LPs, Elton John LPs, you know, that's what it handles. That's called culture. But, the answer to that, the only way I can answer that is that if you're looking for a copy of a very difficult book to get, incidentally, is Ferrari in a Bedroom, in the Bedroom. Ferrari in the Bedroom. Write to Dodd Mead. They're the publisher. And they can tell you where, you know, you can get it. Don't write to me. Dodd Mead. Now, if you're looking for example, In God We Trust, it's still being published by paperback. Actually, the title is Dolphin. Write to Doubleday, Dolphin Press Division, and ask them where they can get it. They'll let you know. Either that or they won't answer at all, which is more common among publishers. Now, I can't answer it any better than that. Incidentally, to show you how curious this book thing is, this is not a commercial. A lot of people are going to say, "Oh, you're plugging." No, I'm not plugging my books. No way. Because this is a question that constantly is coming up, and there's no way to answer it except by this method. Incidentally, to show you how totally, I suppose you might say, spotty it is. Would you believe it or not, I just talked to a guy 3 days ago who picked up a copy of Ferrari in the Bedroom and In God We Trust and Wanda Hickey's Night of Golden Memories. Picked up all three books. Where did he pick them up? You would never believe it. In the bookstore in San Domingo. That's Guatemala, isn't it? No, it isn't Guatemala. It's Latin America. Is it? Yeah, it is, isn't it? Or is it San Domingo? That's a country itself, huh? Guatemala, sure. San Domingo, that's where he was. Anyway, and in the same mail, then this guy, he picked up these things down here. See, this is just last week. In the same mail, I got a letter from a guy who says, I live in North Bergen, New Jersey, right over the river here. And say, he said, I go into every bookstore in town, and they don't have, you know, on it goes. So how can you figure that? Now I'll tell you another one. One night, I landed in a plane in a heavy fog and rainstorm. It was a bad night in Athens. Now, I went into the airport. The plane was on its way to somewhere else, as a matter of fact. It was on its way further east. I was on my way that night to Tehran. How's that for a nice place to be going? And the plane stopped. We had a 20-minute layover. And the stewardess came through and says, you can go into the airport. And so I walk into the airport, and nothing is more discouraging than an airport in way out somewhere in the far reaches of civilization. Not that Athens is, but, everything is closed, it's kind of dark, and people are sort of sitting around, and it's depressing, really. And waiting for planes to strange places like Prague, and... Yeah, they were all kinds of strange places when you go into these airports. And there was only one little place open. This guy was selling some kind of mysterious juice, and he was selling fake plastic Greek urns. So, at T-shirts, it said, I've been to Athens. So I wandered back there, and the first thing that happened is about five books in English on the shelves there. He had a book, all kinds of paperbacks of all sorts of languages. There was about five English ones, and what do you think was right there in the front? Wanda Hickey's Night of Golden Memories. I'll guarantee you can't get it in Times Square, 20 feet from here. So who can understand? If you can understand publishing, friends, you can seriously understand the deep secret inner meaning of the universe. You got to set yourself up, as some kind of seer. I don't know, So how can you answer those questions? Bring it up there, Barney, please. Oh, by the way, I've been looking for that guy ever since. The one who had the commercial about the computerized prayer service. Because when you're in showbiz, you have to use every tool you can get, And a friend of mine called up the other day, and he says, Shepard, he says, it's really getting bad over here at this place. It's in a TV channel. I says, listen, I know a computerized prayer service. He says, great, I don't have time to do any of it. I said, well, this is a computer that does it for you. And I forgot the address, damn it. I mean, that's maybe a sign itself. This is WOR New York. Stay tuned for In Conversation.